USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle reportedly to leave the Senate come December 31st. Kyle suggested as much when he was appointed to replace the late John McCain earlier this year. Reports say Governor Doug Ducey will now have to make a second pick to fill McCain's seat until it becomes open again in 2020. A DeKalb County police officer in Georgia shot and killed during what began as a routine traffic stop Thursday just east of Atlanta. The county police chief says
several officers returned fire. The suspect received several gunshot wounds, was transported to an area hospital where he also died as a result.
Axios is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Washington a few days ago meeting with President Trump about possibly becoming his chief of staff. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
A strong U.S. retail sales report for November beating analysts' expectations, excluding food, services, car dealers, and gas stations. Retail sales were up by 0.9%, more than double the median projection of economists. Once famously saying he would take a bullet for Donald Trump, now President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is talking this way about being so loyal to the current commander-in-chief.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Cohen speaking on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos about his being sentenced to 3 years in prison this week for committing campaign finance crimes when he paid two women what's been called hush money in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Education Department says it's canceling $150 million in student loan debt. The department's saying it's forgiving loans for about 15,000 borrowers whose schools closed, preventing them from being able to finish their programs. About half of the borrowers attended Corinthian Colleges, a for-profit chain that closed in 2015. Affected borrowers will start getting email notifications from the department today. Four people rescued from an abandoned coal mine may end up facing criminal charges now, as a sheriff's official in Raleigh County, West Virginia, says all four are under criminal investigation, none yet charged. The company that owns the abandoned mine, though, says it was sealed and inactive when that group illegally entered it a few days ago. The mother of one of the rescued people telling police she believes they were trying to steal copper from inside that mine. And a faulty door on an armored truck causing a cash grab on a New Jersey highway, the door to the Brinks truck clicking open yesterday morning. It sent about $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling out onto Route 3. Videos on social media show a number of drivers pulling over and stuffing their pockets with that cash. At least one woman showed up to police headquarters and then returned some of it. And for USA Radio News,